sneak into the multiplex, and escape from reality, because this week's Discovery follows an aimless movie buff on a series of strange adventures. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, when you read a good book, it may play out like a movie in your mind. You can picture the characters and follow along with the action and drama of their story. But author Michael Ebner's movie game makes for a strange and hazy kind of imaginary movie. The story follows 17-year-old Joe through a surprisingly eventful summer vacation. Aimless and jobless, Joe plans to spend his days sneaking into the local multiplex, catching the latest releases. If he encounters any disruptive moviegoers, maybe he'll stalk them for a while. Then he'll spend his nights at a nearby bar, competing with friends to see who has a more extensive knowledge of movies and their stars. But then a gorgeous college girl and a couple of watchful secret agents show up and make things a lot more exciting. Now, Movie Game has plenty of promise, especially for those of us who love movies and frequently find ourselves frustrated by inconsiderate moviegoers. Joe's movie theater exploits and his nightly games with his friends definitely make for an intriguing setup. Unfortunately, though, the rest of the story is as aimless as its main character. Joe is a troubled teen whose problems revolve around one night 3 years ago when everything changed for him and his family. Because of that one night, Joe is bitter and angry and full of guilt, and he covers up his feelings with an apathetic attitude. What follows, then, is a series of random adventures that all seem to stem from his family issues. In the end, there may be some kind of lesson to be learned, but the storytelling feels so unfocused and filled with unrelated anecdotes that readers may have a difficult time connecting with the character and following along with his story. But is it worth buying a ticket to this teen's summer adventures? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Movie lovers may find themselves drawn to Movie Game for the premise alone, but you might be surprised to find that the movie parts quickly turn into something else entirely, and an interesting idea becomes a distracted and directionless story. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Movie Game by Michael Ebner is 293 random, rambling pages long and is available from Pen and Picture. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.